You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. How to be more patient? That is the question that comes from spirit today, is how to be more patient, especially when it has to do with a dream of yours, something that you want to manifest, you want it to come to fruition. There's something that you've been thinking about and dreaming about, and yet it feels like no matter what you do, it just takes forever. It's taking forever. There's challenges, there's obstacles, there's things getting in the way. And so spirit's wanting you to recognize how you can be more patient. So spirit wants you to think about Mother Nature and how Mother Nature works. So it's all a process of unraveling. If you think of a leaf actually just starting from a tiny little bud, which never really existed even before besides in the tree itself. And all of a sudden springtime comes around and it's been waiting all winter long, and this tiny little bud pops out and now there's a leaf or a flower or something magnificent that wasn't there before. And yet it was there, you just couldn't see it. The seed was working, everything was working, and it felt like it was taking forever and ever, and all of a sudden it popped right out. And so spirit's wanting you to use this metaphor to help you understand what it takes to have patience, and that just because you can't see everything unraveling, just because you don't know every single detail, just because you can't figure it all out, just because some days you feel really, really motivated and other days you don't feel motivated, to know that it's all working out beautifully, perfectly, and to trust the process. So that's something that I've used personally over the years, especially being a psychic medium, that I say we on behalf of other psychic mediums out there that does this work, especially for healing as well, there can be this sense that we can't trust what's coming to us. Like there's this throbbing message in the back of our head and spirit saying, say it. But then our logical part of our mind is coming in as well and saying, oh, I don't know, it sounds kind of crazy. What if it doesn't make sense? And so spirit's saying, yes, just do it, just say it, just trust what I'm trying to tell you, trust the process. So that's also where patience comes into play, is that you must trust what is unfolding. If you are persevering, if you are putting in the effort, if you are doing everything that you know is possible to do in order to manifest what it is that you want to manifest, you can be assured that it's going to happen in all the ways that are for the highest good. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen exactly the way that you think it's going to happen, right? And so that's where we start to get frustrated, or we come across other challenges, because we put these challenges in front of us. Oftentimes it's self-sabotage. Oftentimes we are beating ourselves up, we're sabotaging ourselves a little bit. And I say that, but also we want to recognize that we're just trying to protect ourselves as well. And so that's why we sort of sabotage ourselves also. So it is a even playing field. I just want to say that it's an even playing field. So no one is out to get you. No one is out to harm you or to hurt you or to victimize you, and that you have full control to manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest. But spirit's wanting you to have patience with the process, especially if this is like a long-term goal of yours. It's not all going to happen immediately. There are some actions that you're going to take that you see that are going to happen immediately. Perhaps you get a check in the mail, or you get that first client, or you figure out the next role or the next step, and it feels like it's all on track, right? But then all of a sudden, maybe you come across something that is more challenging. You come across a person that seems to be depleting your energy. You come across a client that's unhappy. You come across some doubtful thoughts that take place as well. Those damn doubtful thoughts that seem to lurk in, and then all of a sudden you are distracted with something else, or your family needs you. And then a week goes by, and a month goes by, and then a year goes by, and then you keep thinking about that dream of yours. And so that's different when Spirit says to have patience, because that also is manifesting as well. Like, it's all happening, right? But if it keeps coming back to you, if your dream keeps coming back to you, this idea, this notion, this project, this thing that you want to manifest, if it keeps coming back to you, then that is a sign that that is what you can be focusing on. I was going to say should, but I don't like to use the word should. So in order to also have patience, you must just breathe through the process, just breathe through it, because as a human being, we have emotions, right? We have emotions, and those emotions start to bubble up. Things happen, things get in the way, and we start to doubt ourselves. And what's the point of even doing this? It doesn't matter. I've already tried and it didn't work. It failed. And then we feel like it's not worth it, but it is worth it. And so in order to have patience, you must recognize that it is worth it. You are worth it. And especially going back to what I was saying before, if it's a large dream, if it's a big manifestation that you really want to take, this is an over-encompassing theme in your life. It's not just a quick project. It's not something that's just done and simple. This is going to take time. It just takes time. That's all there is to it. And so you have to trust that the timing is perfect. But if you recognize that you're sort of sabotaging yourself a little bit, you're allowing your protective patterns to get in the way, you must do the opposite of your protective patterns. You must forge forward. You must continue to flow with life. And it's kind of like a back and forth of trusting and also taking charge as well, because you can't just literally sit back and expect everything to unfold for you. There is power in visualization. There is power there. There is power in creative thought. There is power in planning. There is power in meditation. There is power in connecting with your higher self. There is power in prayer. There is power in faith. There is power in hope. There is power in all of this. And all of that matters as well. But it cannot manifest solely on its own. You must take action and have patience at the same time. Because what you're doing, if it is a larger manifestation, it's not going to just be one and done. It's an overarching purpose. It's part of the plan. It is part of what you are meant to do. So it's going to be ongoing, is what I'm trying to say. It's going to be ongoing. There's no finite finale, finished, we're done, let's move on. Because if this dream of yours is what you want and what you're supposed to be doing, which it is, otherwise you wouldn't have the dream, right? You wouldn't have this notion inside of you. You wouldn't have this feeling. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't meant for you to roll with it, to take it, to go with it, to manifest it, to share it with others, to share your gifts. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't meant for you to manifest. It's yours to manifest. And Spirit wants you to recognize this. It's knocking at your soul, isn't it? It's telling you, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it for yourself, okay? Do it for yourself. You might have the intention of doing it for someone else or for others, or you might have this idea that you want to help others. But if you just think about, if this is helpful, you don't have to think about it this way, but if it's helpful, think about you're just doing it for yourself. You're just creating this. You're just manifesting this. You're just taking action because you know that you need to do it. And if that's all that it takes, then just do it. And then what's going to happen is ultimately, it's going to help others. Now, maybe you decide to just keep it to yourself. You're just going to fold it up. You're going to put it in your journal. You're going to fold it up and you're going to put it in your notebook. You're going to fold it up. You're going to put it away underneath the rug and never think about it and talk about it before or ever again. But I do feel like if it's a bigger dream of yours, if this soul knocking, niggle of yours is happening, then ultimately it's something much bigger and you have to trust that. But thinking about it as being big can feel intimidating. Oh no. But just take tiny little baby steps and along the way, have patience with yourself. Have patience with yourself. Yes. You must have patience with yourself. And know that not every day you're gonna wake up wanting to roll out of bed. I especially know that there are so many days more than not where I'm starting to wake up, I'm stretching, I'm realizing whether I had a bad night or a good night, whether I feel rested or not. And I recognize, oh my gosh, now I need to do this. Now I need to do that. And so it's more of like this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. So every day is not going to feel like you're just going to roll out of bed and you're going to feel wonderful. It's not always going to be like that. And maybe it is. Maybe you'll feel so inspired to keep going after it. And that's your soul pushing you. That's your higher self pushing you. But no matter what, you always have to have patience with yourself, because that's just what we need to do as human beings. We're going to feel stressed out. We're going to feel burdened. We're going to feel overwhelmed. We're going to feel emotional. These are all feelings. This is part of the process. This is part of the human being. This is part of the experience. This is part of who you are. And to not push it down, don't shove it down, don't ignore it. Just take time to acknowledge those feelings. And once you do, then you'll feel so much better. If you keep pushing those feelings down and down and down, that lack of patience is going to start surfacing. You're going to feel stressed. You're going to create aches and pains in the body. You're not going to be trusting the process. And then you're going to be sabotaging yourself, and the whole cycle happens all over again. And then sure enough, it's 5 years down the line and you're still thinking about that thing that you wanted to do, right? You're still thinking. Now, at that point, even if it has been years, you still have to have patience with yourself. You still have to have patience with yourself. But that doesn't mean don't do it. That doesn't mean stop doing what you're doing. That doesn't mean just, allow, the fairies to take over and everything's going to be lazy and easy and breezy. Because part of the magic is you being responsible for what it is that you want to manifest, what it is that you want in life. There's a balance between patience and action. Patience and action, and allowing it to unfold. You might have a very specific, like I'm thinking of like an archetype, or not an archetype, well maybe so, but I was thinking of like someone who builds a home and they have these specific plans and everything is just going easy and breezy, and all of a sudden, oh no, we've got weather issues. We've got dings in our plan. We've got the lumbers coming in late. We've got trenches that aren't working out. We've got the city on our tail. We've got this and this and this. And all of a sudden, what we thought was going to be so easy, and we had every T crossed and I dotted and this and this and that. And now what do we do? At this point, we have to have patience, right? You have to have patience at this point and to continue on. Don't feel like you've got to stop building the home, building your dreams. You don't have to stop that just because there's a little ding in your plan or an obstacle, because ultimately it's all working out for the best. It's all working out for the best, and you can trust that. Going back to trusting the process, trusting it. And let's say you have your whole house built and maybe you didn't get the closet that you dreamed of, or perhaps the kitchen's a little bit different than before. Well, what do you do at that point? You adjust it. You make changes, or you just you are grateful and you appreciate it, and later on down the road you think, okay, well, I'll change it later on. And that's okay too, because it's not always going to be perfect, right? And that comes with patience as well. It's not always going to be perfect, but what you can do is, if you don't like something, you can change it. You can change it. So with all that being said, coming back to the breath, breathing, trusting the process, trust and take action. Trust and then take action. And then you trust again, and then you take more action. and then you trust again. So I can keep going on and on and on, but it's up to you. You must be responsible for your dreams that you want to manifest. Allow the patience to come in, to breathe through it, to know that it's all working out. And even if it doesn't pan out the way, exactly the way that you thought it would be, guess what? You learned a lesson. You figured out what you do want and what you don't want. And that helps you tweak your plans even a little bit more. And then maybe after all of that, you decide, you know what? I love that, but I'm gonna go a little bit different route now. Now that I figured that out, I feel like I'm gonna change my plans just slightly because I've discovered along the way that I can make something new. I've discovered I wanna do this instead of that. And that's all part of the process too. It wasn't wasted time. It didn't go down the drain. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the process. I think that if you are moving and not staying stuck, if you're trusting and not lacking faith, if you're moving forward, you're moving your energy, and all the way you're having patience with yourself and with the plan, it's all going to work out beautifully. So keep taking action and keep trusting. You've got this, you've got this, you've got this. Don't give up. Don't give up. You've got this. There are people out there, there's support out there, there's resources. If you're not sure about the answer, don't give up. Go ask someone. Google it. Figure it out. Search it. Take the time. Taking the time to do it, sometimes we feel like it's not worth the time because we feel like, oh, this is a waste of time, but it's not. If there's something pushing you, it's probably your higher self. It's your soul saying, this is it. And it might be a little step along the way, but it'll all manifest in front of you. It's worth the time. It's worth it because you're learning along the way. You're figuring things out and it's going to work out beautifully. So have patience with yourself, trust yourself, and trust the process. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.